The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. Ladies and gentlemen, RPA is proud to present Aaron's Horror Show with Aaron Frail.
This is Jason Witter, author, illustrator of Tiny East Vampire and Monsters Eating Ice Cream, and you are listening to Aaron's Horror Show.
Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show Season 3, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. We're going to go ahead and talk about movies, TV, and read some fiction. If you want to get hold of the show, you can go ahead and go to Facebook.com, Aaron's Horror Show, or you can go to Twitter.com, Aaron Horror Show, or you can go ahead and send us an email at aaronshorrorshow@gmail.com. You could also go ahead and support the show by going to patreon.com/Aaron Frail. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy the show. Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. All right, I was going to try and get something that I should watch so you don't have to, but man, I couldn't pass it up, The Twilight Zone. We have an official subscription to CBS All Access now. I was a holdout on CBS All Access. You know, it just, what really kind of, you know, pisses me off is all the different channels wanting you to subscribe to their own service, you know, like, I get it. They want to make money. They make television shows. They're expensive. They got to make their money somehow. But, you know, I think you would make more money by just giving, you know, your stuff away for free and have a way for people to watch it with commercials if they don't mind watching it with commercials. You know what I mean? Like, why not have your paid subscription, which gets rid of commercials, and then your free subscription that has commercials, and then maybe that would get you the most amount of viewers, right? Instead of people like me, like I don't own HBO, you know? Yeah, I know, it's a sin against God and country to not own HBO, but I don't. And, you know, the reason is like, I think Westworld and Game of Thrones are probably the only two shows that I'd watch on HBO, and, like, I haven't seen an episode of Westworld yet, so I haven't, you know, had the ability to kind of go, ooh, I really gotta watch that. But I have seen all the way through season 2 of Game of Thrones, and it's good. I like it, but it's not necessarily my favorite thing I've ever seen. And I want to watch it one day, but, you know, I think I might wait until, you know, no one cares and it's on Netflix. You know what I mean? Like, I'm fine with waiting for Game of Thrones. So, like, I'll see that one day. And I don't know, I just don't want to pay for something where I watch, like, one or two, you know, episodes of television, or, you know, one or two shows, right? That's what annoys me, is like, you got to pay for this whole subscription just to watch a certain amount of episodes. And then, you know, like I have told you many times before, you know, my wife and I, you know, don't have a lot of time to watch TV for ourselves. And so we, you know, would be paying, like, if we wanted to sit down and watch Game of Thrones, it would take us like, you know, months to do it. So we'd have to pay for months of HBO just to watch it. And to us, it's just not worth it. You know, there's plenty of other stuff to watch there that we're already paying for. So that's I think, where they lose viewers. They lose people like me because I don't want to pay the subscription fee. And just not gonna. So I finally caved for CBS All Access. It was Star Trek. And ultimately, it was the Picard Star Trek, right? Like Star Trek Discovery, like that's good, but man, they're making Star Trek with Picard. Patrick Stewart is coming back to Star Trek, so you know I'm a huge Star Trek nerd. Like that's, you know, I'm a Trekkie, as it were. You know, I love my Star Wars, but man, Star Trek, that's the series for me. You know, I Next Generation, when I was, you know, in high school, middle school, like it was on at that perfect time. I could come home. I was the only one in the house. You know, my brother, I think, was at college at the time, and my sister was, you know, too young to come home by herself, and my parents were at work, and there was Star Trek for me to watch. And so, you know, yes, I'm old enough to have to, like, watch TV at a certain time and not just stream it whenever I want. I know. It's like, when I was your age, we had to tune in at a certain time to watch a TV show. That's what I'm going to be saying on a porch somewhere. I guess I could say that now already. And so, you know, but yeah, I, you know, I finally had to get CBS All Access just because of that, that Picard show. And Star Trek Discovery is a very happy bonus. Like, you know, if you love Star Trek, the first season is okay of Discovery. The second season is really where it picks up. The second season, it gets really, really good. And the first season, I think they, like it was good as a science fiction, but it felt really un-Star Trek-like to me. Anyways, we're not here to talk about Star Trek, though. We're here to talk about The Twilight Zone. Yes, because I have CBS All Access now, I was able to watch the entirety of the Jordan Peele reboot of The Twilight Zone. So, you know, Jordan Peele, I have to personally thank him for the joke that is the bane of my existence, and that is Aaron. For all of you that know what I'm talking about, of course, Key and Peele released a sketch where a teacher's calling out. It's a good sketch. It's really funny. So he's calling out, you know, names, and, you know, there's a Denise, and he calls her D-Nice, and there's, you know, a kid named Aaron, and he calls him Aaron. Well, you know, my name's Aaron, so I don't know if Aaron Hunter, if you experience this a lot too, but yeah, people always call me Aaron, and I usually get pretty, you know, pithy back with them. Like one time, someone had Denise on her name tag, and she was like, she was like a barista at a coffee shop or something, and she asked me for my name for the coffee, and I said, you know, Aaron, and she was like, Aaron. I was like, thanks, Denise. You know, so, you know, I will sometimes, you know, like, dish it out back, and you know, it's all in good fun, but, you know, my wife has the same problem. Her name's Felicia, and so, you know, bye, Felicia, right? So, you know, you know, if you have a name that's a part of a national joke, be prepared to hear that joke lots and lots of times in your life. Anyways, so Jordan Peele moved on from comedy, did a horror movie. I really am going to watch it and review it. He won an Oscar for it. I want to see that movie. My wife wants to see it too, and so kind of waiting for when we could have time to watch it together. We don't necessarily watch movies too much, and she doesn't watch horror movies too much. So when I get a chance to watch one with her, I really like doing that. So I'm saving that one to when we can do it together. But definitely want to see it. So, you know, Academy Award winning horror movie, you can't go wrong with that, right? Because, you know, horror movies are like comedy. They don't win too many awards, which I, you know, find unfortunate, because like for me, you know, especially being that I love comedy, I don't know, I feel that a very well done comedy is just as thoughtful and moving and all this stuff as a well-done drama, but it doesn't nearly get the same critical acclaim. And it's funny, I don't know why that is, though, but, you know, comedy is, like, it's part of us, like, always the the younger stepchild to drama, but still, it's out there. So anyways, so Jordan Peele has moved on from comedy and has now doing horror, and so, of course, he's gonna reboot The Twilight Zone, and The Twilight Zone is very, you know, seminal. It's a series that almost defines the genre of, you know, like horror and science fiction, And it really, like, you know, like one of the things that The Twilight Zone did really well is it took social issues and kind of, you know, thought about them in a deeper way, much like Star Trek did. You know, Star Trek, you know, the one you always hear about, of course, is the people that are half black on one side and half white on the other side, and they hate the people that are half black on the wrong side or half white on the wrong side, or, you know, like that's the Star Trek episode about race, and The Twilight Zone kind of does the same thing. There's one where
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know, they kind of take something like beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And there's this woman that wakes up after an accident. This is the old, you know, one where she wakes up after an accident and like the doctors and everyone's talking about how horribly disfigured, you know, she is. And they're just, they feel so bad for her because she's just going to look awful and people are going to be terrified to look at her in life. And then when like, you know, you reveal the end of the movie, you find out that all the doctors and the nurses, they all look like pigs, and she looks like Marilyn Monroe, you know, like, you know, she looks like what would be considered, you know, beautiful at the time, and they look what would be considered horrifying, you know. So it takes, you know, that's the kind of social message that it does, and the new Jordan Peele series does that as well. So, like for example, there's a one episode where a woman has an old camcorder that, you know, she can reverse time with. Like every time she hits the rewind button, she reverses time. And there's like, you know, this cop that keeps, you know, she's black and she keeps getting her trying to get her son to college. And there's a cop that keeps stopping her and it always ends poorly. Like obviously the cop is racist and really trying to like, you know, like stop her son going to college. It's never clear why he's quite doing it other than he's racist, but you know, it's also, you know, when you think about it, it's kind of like a critique of the, you know, Jim Crow laws, like it's just, you know, the cop is he is racist and this is what happens with racism and you know, so she tries every way to stop it, even to the point where she like sits down and has a conversation with him and buys him like, you know, cheesecake. This is before, you know, he stops them and still he is always stopping them. And then eventually she finds out that she has to like call upon her family to help her out and gets, you know, gets help from the community. And that's sort of like, you know, also a social message. How do you defeat racism, but you get the community together, you know, and you know, you don't divide yourself, but combine yourself, you know, like, so, you know, it's very, you know, it's very, the new Twilight Zone's very good in that way. You know, there's a Me Too episode, where, you know, this, meteors fall over a town and then all the men start just acting completely crazy and just really like, you know, like they all become Harvey Weinsteins and, you know, are just like jerks and, you know, just like going after the women, like, you know, like with slobbering, like, you know, like really, you know, so it's kind of a Me Too episode. And then the message of that, like one of the guys in the episode, like refuses to be like that. And it's not affecting the women at all. And he is able to stop from changing to the snarling creep. And it's kind of like, you know, guys, it's the power in you to change. And he's able to will himself not to do it. And so there's, you know, that kind of message in it too. Like, I don't know. There's a whole lot of good episodes. Now the episode that I find really the most fascinating is the season finale. So Spoilers, I guess. I should have warned you at the beginning, because I just spoiled a bunch of other episodes for you. But I mean, I guess for those of you listening, if for first time, I'm sorry. For those of you listening, I talk about spoilers, but the last episode, I find it really great because Seth Rogen's in it, right? And it breaks the fourth wall, so it breaks the barrier between audience and television show, and it gets very meta where it's revealing the fact that it's a television show. So, Seth Rogen is like a writer, and he writes about the apocalypse, and then he opens his window, and it's the apocalypse outside. And then, the original Twilight Zone, the guy that created it, would come on and, like, I forget his name, but he would announce, like, so-and-so is having these problems, and these problems will be magnified in the Twilight Zone. General, that's how every speech went. And Jordan Peele's that character, he's the guy that comes on and does the, the narration. And he comes on and stumbles over his lines a little bit and says, "Cut, cut." And then you reveal that you're on a TV show, and Seth Rogen is playing himself, playing this character, you eventually find out that this is not about Seth Rogen at all and about this post-apocalyptic writing thing, but it's about a writer on the set of The Twilight Zone. And so it gets really, really meta because she is supposed to write new dialogue for Jordan Peele, and then, the dialogue that she writes is not what appears on the cue card, and they all think it's a prank. But then it turns out that, there's something going on, and then eventually there's something going on. I'm not going to reveal too much because I really like this episode. It then ties back to the original Twilight Zone, with probably one of the very famous episodes where there's a guy that, I'm really blanking on what happens, but he doesn't like people because they're always interrupting him, and he just wants to sit around and read some books. And then, I don't know, something happens and everyone dies, and he's like the only one left, and the library is left standing. He's like, "Ah, finally some time to read books." But then the end, he breaks his glasses, and he realizes he's going to be by himself forever, and he can't read any books because his glasses are broken. Like, that's the big thing. And it ties back to that episode, and there's this blurry, creepy thing stalking her, the blurry man, as it were, that suddenly appears in all the previous episodes. And I want to go back and watch the series just for that, because they do a bunch of still frames saying, "Look, the blurry man appeared in this episode, in that episode, in this episode." And so it really looks like they had the blurry man kind of sprinkled throughout the series. And I didn't notice that at first. So now that it's been revealed to me, I kind of want to go back and look for this blurry man to see if he really is in every episode, like they, like it was a little Easter egg kind of put in for the series. And anyways, I think overall the reboot of The Twilight Zone is very good. It has really kind of creepy things that go on. There's some good premises. It, like the original Twilight Zone, there are some that are better than others. There are some that are kind of silly, like there's this one set in Alaska where the guy that played Glenn from The Walking Dead plays this mysterious traveler who appears in the town, and then you realize the reason why he's there is he's like the an alien invader, and they're trying to figure out where this power station is that is up against the or is powering like the naval listening post, right, or the Air Force listening post. So they're trying to like destroy our Air Force listening post so they can land all their spaceships being undetected. And that one I think is like really good and mysterious until you start thinking about the whole tactic of alien invasion, in the sense that like this one power station is really going to hide all their spaceships. Like what about all the satellites and the other countries? Like, I'm sure other countries have listening posts too. I'm sure Russia and China and, like there's plenty of, unless maybe, you know, they were destroying other systems while, you know, maybe the aliens were destroying all the other like listening posts throughout the world, and it was just focused. I'll give them that one. You know, maybe that's what was going on. You know, like I was, you know, I have a trouble, you know, I have trouble buying like alien abduction stories nowadays, because like if an alien really did land and like take someone, people have cell phone cameras nowadays, you know? So like someone's got to see it. So anyways, yeah, that's a Twilight Zone. Very highly recommended. Great series. Go ahead and watch it. It's a nice thing to watch with some popcorn in the dark. I'm looking forward to season two. So, you know, you know, if there's a season two, that will make up for all the AA Ron jokes that I've heard throughout my life. I bet I'm going to hear that. I wonder how long. Like, am I going to be in an old folks home and some like young orderly is going to be like, AA Ron, you know? Anyways, thank you for listening. Come look at all these other cool shows. Full Dark Productions. Look at Full Dark Productions and The Witching Hour and Unexplained Cases. Great movie show, Sandman, Lullaby for Dreams, Terry's Mysterious Moments, and of course the original RPA and Me were all good shows. And thank you so much for listening, and have a fantastic night.